WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's episode is gonna hit different. We're diving deep into something that might seem a little abstract at first, growth mindset. But trust me, it's the secret weapon you need to level up those healthy boundary skills. Ever feel like you're setting boundaries only to find yourself back in the same draining situation? You know that feeling when you say, no, and then immediately second-guess yourself? Well, a growth mindset is here to save the day. We're talking about approaching boundaries not as fixed rules but as opportunities for learning and evolving. Think of it like this. Your boundaries are your GPS, guiding you towards a happier, healthier you. But just like a GPS needs updates, so does your approach to boundaries. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 killer takeaways that'll help you cultivate that growth mindset magic. 1. Ditch the perfection trap. First things first, let go of the idea that you need to have it all figured out from day one. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, say yes when you should have said no, or struggle to enforce those limits. But guess what? That's okay. It's all part of the learning process. Don't let fear of imperfection hold you back from taking those first steps. 2. Embrace mistakes as stepping stones. You know that saying, fail forward. Well, it applies perfectly to boundary setting. When you make a mistake, and trust me, you will, don't beat yourself up. Instead, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Analyze the situation. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? Use those insights to adjust your approach next time. Remember, every oops is a chance to refine your strategy. 3. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for some grand victory to feel proud of yourself. Every time you successfully set a boundary, even if it's something small like politely declining an invitation or saying no to an extra task at work, give yourself a high five. Those little wins add up and build your confidence over time. 4. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're so often our own harshest critics, especially when it comes to boundaries. But remember, you're learning, growing, and doing the best you can with the tools you have right now. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through something similar. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or even consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Sharing your experiences and getting outside perspectives can be incredibly empowering. Okay, picture this. Your coworker asks you to take on yet another project, the one they clearly should be handling themselves, just as you're drowning in deadlines already. Now, without that growth mindset, you might feel obligated to say yes, fearing their disapproval or letting them down. But with a growth mindset, you see this as an opportunity. You politely decline, explaining your current workload and offering alternative solutions. Remember that awkward silence? That's the fear of saying no, trying to creep in. But then, something amazing happens. Your coworker respects your boundaries, proposes a solution that works for both of you, and maybe even learns a thing or two about delegation. Boom! See how that growth mindset turned a potentially stressful situation into a win-win. So, let's recap what we've learned today. A growth mindset is all about embracing challenges, learning from mistakes, celebrating small wins, practicing self-compassion, and seeking support when needed. When you apply these principles to boundary setting, it transforms from a chore into a journey of empowerment. Ready to level up your boundaries? I know you are. Start by identifying one area where you struggle with saying no. Write down that specific situation, then brainstorm how you can approach it differently using the growth mindset tools we discussed today. And remember, share your wins and struggles with me on social media. Tag hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. Let's build a supportive community together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.